Chapter 11, Superwoman Boxer No More. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10.
If you want to set a world record in the bench press, you don't go on a diet of bread and water. If you want to build a skyscraper that can withstand a major earthquake, you don't build it out of papier-mâché. If you want a drill bit that can punch holes in diamond, you don't forge it out of silly putty. So why, if we want to be strong spiritually, does God encourage us to become weak? What sense does that make? It makes no sense at all to a world that glories in brute strength. And because our temporary home is in that world, it often doesn't make much sense to us. What does Paul mean in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10? What is he getting at? Often when I speak, I tell my audience that for many years I felt as if I were in a prize fight. I thought I had the power to handle everything. I'd climb into the ring and take one blow after another. Each blow would knock me down, but I would always get up on my own strength, and I'd say, "Look at me, God. Look how strong I am." By my own bootstraps, I pulled myself up. I'd stand tall again, and then pow, another blow would come. My mother's death. My father's death. Dave's cancer. An earthquake. A friend's committing suicide. After each one of these hits, I'd grab hold of the ropes, pull with all my strength, and stand upright in the ring once more. But the blows kept coming. Finally, it seemed as if all I could do was hold on to the ropes. And then I felt the Lord prying my fingers loose, one at a time. I remember when it felt as if I were holding on by one finger. I said, "I can't do it anymore. I can't hold on anymore. If one more thing happens, I'm going to lose it." Then one more thing happened, and I let go. But when I fell, when I had no more physical or emotional strength left, I was surprised to find that I fell straight into the hands of God. That shocked me. How could this be? I wasn't manipulating circumstances anymore. I wasn't making anything happen. It had to be God who was now making things happen. It had to be God who started bringing people into my life, people who would help me to heal. What a relief to finally realize that it wasn't Jan Dravecki who was in charge, but God. Paul's words now make more sense to me. He could boast and even delight in his weaknesses because he saw through suffering that if anything important was going to get done, it wasn't going to get done by Paul. It would only be accomplished when Paul allowed God to work through him. Paul could make himself as strong as possible, as tough and mean and impregnable as flesh would allow, but any major storm could still snap him in two. An oak tree is strong, but if it gets hit by a 2-ton meteorite, the meteorite wins. On the other hand, if God sustains that tree and gives it his own strength, no meteorite is going to budge it, even if the rock is as big as Jupiter. Don't misunderstand me. God didn't ask Paul to make himself weak, nor does he ask us to do so. That would be unnecessary. You see, what suffering and persecution and pain and difficulties do is not so much make us weak as show us we are weak. Without them, we can deceive ourselves into believing we're prize fighters. With them, we're reminded that we're not constructed to function on our own power. As Paul said in another place, "We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." 2 Corinthians 4, 7. The trick is to allow suffering to be used as a tool to help us depend on God and not upon ourselves. One contemporary writer who struggled with cancer wrote, "The view from the valley gave me a focus on Christ that I wouldn't have gained any other way. Stars shine brighter in the desert. There are no obstructions, no distractions, no competing lights. The view from the valley isn't so bad because Jesus shines so clearly." That is what Paul found, and it is what I found as well. I'm glad I discovered I'm not in the ring alone. I'm glad I don't have to take life's punches all by myself. I'm glad to know I'm weak, but He is strong. And I'm glad I found out that when I fall straight into His hands. It may not make sense to the world, but what do I care? That's not a fight I have to win. Thank God my days of superwoman boxing are over.